Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to The Brendan Show. This is a podcast about helping you reach high performance in your life, in every area of your life. It's about staying more motivated, more confident, more disciplined, and on purpose. You know, the high performance experience is really about feeling more vibrant, more connected, more excellent, more fulfilled in your life. But it's also challenging you, because you and I both know it's difficult to reach those levels of high performance without support, without ongoing commitment and dedication to your own personal development.
So welcome to our HPX community. Thank you for joining us here on The Brendan Show. I'm super pumped for today's episode. Before we begin, I want to let you know that we have specials right now on our HPX nutrition line. If you didn't know it, I rolled out three specific products to help you with your performance. These are three specific supplements that will really give you the edge. Now, don't worry, I'm not starting an MLM or a downline. I'm not asking you to promote any of my products. And frankly, just like you, there's a lot of different companies and a lot of different products that I love and I enjoy, and I'm not trying to compete with. It was specifically, I could not find three world-class supplements that specifically helped me in these areas. So we've got HPX Optimize, which is a mental focus and energy product for your brain health. Then we've got Essentials, which is a functional multivitamin, which we've basically enhanced for longevity, for joint health, and for vitality and digestion. But what we did, instead of like making a multivitamin where they sprinkled a million different things in there that actually have no effect, and we put in dosages here that you'll be amazed by. And then finally, we've got HPX Organic Boost, which is the energy drink mix that I take because it's 100% organic. It's actually delicious too, I have to tell you that. So go check it out, hpxwellness.com. Everything you need to know is right there. And if you've ever wanted to know how to reach the high performance experience in terms of your biology and physiology, these products can really support you. Go to hpxwellness.com. And without further ado, on to today's episode.
This one is going to hit a nerve for many of you. If I haven't hit any nerves yet, this one will probably do it. In the short term, we tend to value as humans judgment. The biggest issue with judgment is this: you make judgments all the time and you can't help it. Our automatic sort of system one level of thinking is just like immediate bias, immediate judgment, immediate framing, immediate good, bad, right? Now, later. Healthy, not healthy. Safe, unsafe. We have these immediate judgments that drive our life, right? Move towards, move away from, right? Approach, avoid. It's literally built within us that we make immediate, spontaneous judgments. That was to protect us. That was part of that evolutionary impulse to make sure we survive. The issue is, we have a bunch of judgmental brats running around the world, causing havoc, spreading hate, spreading darkness, because it's also really fun to demonstrate and portray and to publicize our judgments, right? How fun is it to go on and comment, well, that's a stupid video, hate your shirt, you suck, you're fat, you don't know anything, who do you think you are? And we, as a society now, have become little, you know, thumb warriors passing our judgment in comment sections all the time. And what's happened is many people, these two things have come together to create an incredibly negative society and a negative, unhealthy life, right? I know that's not in this community, but I know in this community, how many of you guys know this to be true? That a lot of people judge you the more you go for it. A lot of people judge you the more you take a risk that they don't understand. The more people judge you when you shun this and you move towards that, right? It's difficult to be a front runner. It's hard to be the high performer. It's hard to be the person who raises their hand and says, I want more, I'm ready to go for it, I'd like to help more, because people judge that. They think, well, who do you think you are? And enough people tell you, who do you think you are? Guess what you do? You shut down and you start making short-term goals. Many of you grew up in incredibly critical and negative environments. And here I am to tell you, after coaching people for this many years, I have learned and seen that if there was a pattern in your youth where it was always critical, always judgmental, and negative, over and over and over and over again, you tend to develop an overvaluative system for stability and self-protection. And so what you end up doing, because you think, oh, well, something's wrong with me, you don't seek to build team. Oh, well, every time I want to do something, I get judged. You stop pursuing things that are fulfilling. Because you're hurt all the time,
you start taking those simple pleasures to make yourself better, feel better, and you compromise your health. And I'm not saying this from a person knowing you specifically. I'm speaking to this, obviously, in a group coaching environment. But I have worked with so many people who have incredibly unhealthy habits today because they never realized that they developed short-term valuation strategies to protect themselves from judgment that hit them in their youth. So today, they keep making short-term decisions for themselves, and they don't know why. It's like, I don't know why, Brent. I can't seem to, you know, plan for the long term. Because you were hurt so much when you were younger, you started being protective in the short term and stopped thinking long term. That you stopped thinking that you were even worth it. So why pursue things that would make you feel really happy? You don't deserve happiness because this person told you you're crap. This stuff is real, and it happens for people over and over and over. I grew up in a town where, for me, like even just at its physical safety level, like I grew up in a very, very anger-fueled, aggressive town, city. There was a time of my dad's life when he was very, very, very strong because he was a military guy, right? Like he was a Marine. And so very short discipline, and it just makes you on your edge, right? And guess what? When you're on your edge to protect yourself all the time from your neighbors, the community, people around you, when you're on your edge all the time, what are you doing? You're like this, short term. And some people don't know, they've never taken the blinders off. Like you're safe now, but you're still thinking short term when you're trying to protect yourself. Make sense? A lot of people have that. They have safety now. They really do. They got great spouses, great partners, a good paycheck, life is good, but they're still completely unhappy because everything is short-term protection, and they don't realize those blinders for short-term were put on when they were younger. And so what I have to do is bring that to your awareness to say, if you've always been a short-term thinker, does that stem from you protecting yourself? And that might be a good place to explore. Right, a good place to do some personal development, a good place to talk with your coach or with your therapist about, to go like, huh, I've always been a short-term thinker. Why is that? And I've just noticed that correlation personally, working with really top performers who started making bad decisions in the short term. I work with an Olympian who everyone knew was going to win the Olympics 4 years later. And instead, they completely self-destruct for 3 years. And they couldn't figure it out. Why couldn't they have a four-year view? All they had to do is look for 4 years out and have gold medal. Instead, they destroyed themselves because all they've ever been doing was protecting themselves. And when all you're doing is protecting yourselves, you can't see 4 years from now. You're trying to get through this week, man, this day, this hour. Make sense? Something to explore about your unconscious.
Hey, it's Brennan. I'm bopping in here real fast for you to urge you to go to hpxwellness.com and check out our products to help you get more of that mental focus and energy you need to stay at your best, to deliver with excellence, to feel like vibrant again. Because I know we all struggle with mental fatigue and mental focus. We all sometimes get tired, and sometimes we're worried about our overall health. And so I created three specific products to help you with that. Go to hpxwellness.com, check out our nutrition line, and let's get you to high performance, baby. hpxwellness.com.
I think the other element about it is we've gotten so practiced at passing judgment to other people that we have hurt relationships. You know, I think that's something that we've lost patience as a society because everything's so quick serve that our relationships have become quickly judged. And if you keep overly judging things in the short term, sometimes to protect yourself or sometimes because you have a bias, but it's that judgment that we have that tends to really hurt key relationships, and that compromises our long-term growth, fulfillment, happiness. And so all these things obviously have a dynamic that they play together. And I also have to say that sometimes it's easy to judge somebody on the short term, but what we do is we hold judgment for the long term. And when judgment is held for the long term, it always becomes like that whole relationship, that whole person, that whole thinking becomes spoiled, like fruit left out for too long. That's what judgment is. Judgment is like that piece of fruit that's been left out so long that now it becomes poisonous. You see what I'm saying? And some of you are holding onto a judgment about somebody that happened 3 years ago. Some people, 30 years ago. You're still upset about that? That still causes you to go into impulse control problems? Let me give you an example. Like, sometimes people have judgment that, like, something happened to them 10 years ago. And what happened to them 10 years ago is still controlling the day to day. Even though that person isn't in their life, that situation is 10 years old, but they held on to the judgment about themselves and about that situation being unfair or unsafe. And so because I feel this way at that time, it's unfair and unsafe, then guess what? I'm angry, or I'm scared, or I'm unworthy. And the judgment of self perpetuated from a situation 10 years ago. And this is why some people never hit high performance. I know that sounds so weird to bring in because it feels like we're in a therapeutic conversation. I'm not a therapist. I've studied psychology for 20 years of my life. I've trained therapists in coaching situations, but I am not a therapist. And what I do understand from the work, though, is that so often our old judgments slow down our speed today, slow down our happiness, our joy, our abilities, our capabilities, our freedom. Some people are still caged from something that happened 10 years ago because they have not yet gotten the support they might need to overcome that judgment against that person, that situation, and themselves. Because it's always three levels deep, isn't it? It's always three things. We judge a situation, we judge the people in it, and we judge ourselves within it. And what people don't realize is often when all three of those judgments are negative somewhere in the past, I'm bad, they're bad, that situation was bad, and we don't have a long-term mental strategy to overcome that, then we go into short-term thinking again. And now we struggle to make good, healthy decisions for ourselves. And so what's the opposite of that? The opposite is what you guys probably could have guessed. It's forgiveness. It is the stuff of personal development. It is the stuff of psychology and therapy, but it is the stuff of spirituality too. And if we don't learn to let go or forgive ourselves or other people from past circumstances, then we are not free today. And when we are not free today, when we don't feel freedom today, we don't make long-term decisions. It's just the way it is. The more caged somebody is, naturally, in any situation or conversation, the more protectionist and short-term thinking they get. The more free you are, the more you're like, I mean, have you ever gone on vacation? Like, back at home, you were tied to the computer 24/7. Like, just constantly, you're at the computer 24/7. You go on vacation, there's no computer for a day. And all of a sudden, you're like, oh. And all of a sudden, your mind starts flooding with thoughts about the next decade. You haven't thought about next month or the next decade for weeks or years, but you're on vacation, and all of a sudden, you're like looking for a piece of paper to write that big idea, or you set new goals, or you talk with your spouse about the future again. Why? You got a moment for your brain to breathe in freedom. And when you are in freedom, you are connected to the future. When you are trapped by old judgments, you are trapped in the short term. And so I think it's really important that if you haven't ever done the work to forgive the people in your life that need to be forgiven, not because they need to be forgiven, but because you deserve freedom, do the work.
All right, hey, it's Brandon. I hope you enjoyed that episode, and I hope it helped you reach another level of high performance in your life, whether it's just a shift in your mindset or a shift in your habits or a shift in your intention for the day. I really honor you for listening to The Brandon Show, and I'm deeply thankful. So could you do me a favor? Could you just go onto iTunes or Apple Podcasts and rate and review this episode or any of our episodes? And also, while you're there, to help me, just download the last 5 episodes too onto your phone. because, you know, Apple really cares about the downloads and the rating and reviews, and I've never really asked for that in 6 years of podcasting, and finally my friends convinced me to ask you to do that for me. I've never asked anything with my podcast community ever, but I really, really appreciate if you could do that. Also, if you would like some more in-depth training, please don't forget that every single month I go live for 2 hours and teach new and original personal development research, new frameworks to my entire virtual community in our HPX coaching program. And you can just go to hpxcoaching.com. That's hpxcoaching.com to learn all about the different options there. But listen, I'm live 2 hours every single month with literally thousands of high achievers from around the world who tune in to get these new frameworks for reaching high performance in their life. Sometimes we talk about relationships. Sometimes we talk about breaking bad habits. Sometimes we talk about achieving another level of confidence or discipline or goal attainment. But we are there every single month, and I'd love for you to join us. Just go to hpxcoaching.com to see all of your options and really join us. Dedicate yourself to personal mastery. Dedicate yourself to this journey, not just once in a while with an episode here or there or a book there, but literally a program that could change your life. It's called HPX Coaching, and you can go to hpxcoaching.com. Until next time, my friends, please remember every single day you can choose to be average or ordinary or just kind of go through the motions, or you can be more intentional, more disciplined, more excellence-driven in what you do because you know you need to serve those you love and those that you lead. You can choose to be extraordinary. So my friends, go out there today and be extraordinary. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area?
If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm gonna change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, oh, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast.